Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, are there leadership phrases that can kill commitment?
Well, as respect for authority kind of diminishes in society today, more and more employees are going to be disrespectful and challenge small business leaders. Older leaders who are not used to this behavior, you know, they're going to fire back with certain old school phrases intended to end the conversation. Unfortunately, in today's business climate, not only do those phrases end the conversation, but they also may end any commitment employees have to the business and the leader. So let's look at a few of these phrases best to avoid in meetings with any staff.
What's the first one?
Because I said so. Even if these exact words aren't actually being used, the sentiment of I am the boss and you aren't will be met with significant resistance and disdain from anyone on the receiving end with that attitude. It's the attitude of just eat your vegetables, youngster. I know more than you. This will be received as devaluing anything that the employee has to offer, and they won't forget this for quite a while.
And what's the second phrase?
I don't care. Differences of opinion, debate, and disagreements will always happen at work. When the boss has heard enough of this, the way to end the conversation is to respond to any protests or recommendations with, I don't care. True, this will shut down the disagreement, but without resolution, and this will guarantee no buy-in whatsoever to what the leader is wanting to have accomplished.
And the last phrase.
What's wrong with you? Imagine yourself sitting in a sales meeting and the boss is tearing into someone using the phrases such as, what's wrong with you? Or how stupid are you? For all practical purposes, the meeting's over, and everyone attending just lost all sense of respect for the boss and any commitment for the business. Leading people is about development and encouragement, not shaming or belittling.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.